You're listening to KCBX News. I'm Benjamin Perper. Wildfires are a common occurrence in California, and with temperatures rising around the Central Coast, it's important to be prepared for wildfires and have a plan in place in case you need to evacuate. KCBX's Lauren Wallachy has more.
Adonna Rosco, a fire captain and public information officer for CAL FIRE SLO, says when preparing for an evacuation, it's important to distinguish between an evacuation warning and an order.
A warning is time for you to start thinking about grabbing your go bag and important personal belongings that you need to take with you. Gather those up, because when an evacuation order is confirmed, then that means you have to leave. That we are strongly urging that you leave right now.
While Orozco says no one can make you leave your house, when an evacuation order is issued, it's important to follow the guidance. The next step is actually evacuating. And Orozco says knowing where you're going is another part to plan ahead of time.
Have a predetermined route on where you want to go or the safest route to take in the event of a fire. Because if one of your routes is going to be blocked by fire, then you're going to want to have that second route planned out already.
James Blattler is the public information officer for the City of San Luis Obispo Fire Department. Blattler says one of the tips the fire department recommends is leaving your home unlocked when you evacuate.
Any time that the fire department asks individuals to evacuate, we don't take that situation lightly. And we understand that it's a difficult thing to leave your home. And you do hear stories of individuals that will go and take advantage of these situations with homes. But understand that we do have law enforcement in the area that make it a priority to help monitor evacuation areas and make sure that criminal activity is stopped when it's seen.
The most important thing for people to remember, Blattler says, is to be prepared.
Evacuating during a wildfire can be a very stressful time, and one of the best ways that we recommend reducing that stress is being prepared and having a plan in place.
For more information, you can visit the website readyforwildfire.org. For KCBX News, I'm Lauren Wallachy.